The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation recently released a massive study that analyzes healthcare in counties across the country and ranks them based on health data. Bridge Magazine senior writer Ron French has been sifting through the study's data on Michigan counties and is here to discuss some of the more striking trends. Welcome back to the program once again, Ron French.
Glad to be here, Emmanuel.
So you've been looking at this giant study, and in particular looking at cases of healthcare in Michigan. What you wrote about last week about STDs two weeks ago you wrote about STDs. Talk a little bit about what you found about the trends with STDs in Michigan.
Well, thank you. There are huge disparities across the state in the rates of sexually transmitted disease. And once you start digging into the data, you start wondering why that would be. And the highest rates by a long shot are urban areas, and especially, though, in a strip that runs right along I-94 all the way across the state, all the way from Wayne County all the way over to Van Buren. And you think, well, what is going on there? Why would there be a different rate, that much of a different rate, in the areas along that one highway? So we tried to explore that and found some pretty fascinating reasons for that.
So what are the reasons? Why is it would seem like, or do people along highways just have more STDs? Like, what's going on here?
Right, yeah. I mean, just someone looking at you think, well, gosh, there's different sexual behavior going on there, or more sexual behavior going on there along that strip. And When you talk to experts, you get the impression sexual behavior is pretty normal across the whole state. That's not going to vary that much. But what would be the difference? Well, we found that one thing that is likely to be happening there, in all those counties along I-94, every one of them have a Planned Parenthood. Now, why would that matter? Because when women go to Planned Parenthood for any sort of exams or tests, women are tested for STDs, and so people find out they have STDs. Now, see, this study is based on chlamydia, and the reason that's important is because chlamydia, in about half the cases, people don't even know they have it. There are no symptoms. They're just carriers, and so there would be no reason for you to go to a physician to check out a problem you're having. The only way you ever find out you have it and that you are spreading it is when you would go to a doctor for something else. Well, in counties that you have a Planned Parenthood, or for that matter, if you have a Planned Parenthood that draws in women from other counties to the centers for any sort of testing, mammograms, whatever, you're tested, you find out you have this. And frankly, what we found is we believe that probably the counties with the higher STD rates, probably that's a good thing, because people are finding out they have
this. Actually
being
tested versus...
And once they're tested, chlamydia is something that's easily fixed with some antibiotics. And so the concern may be in the counties that have the low rates, because perhaps people don't realize they have this concern. And it can be dangerous to women if they don't get it taken care of.
Now, STDs are just one of the many things that this study looked at. What are some of the other things that this study measured?
Overall, the study looked at both health factors and health outcomes, ranking counties across the state. And what was interesting and troubling in parts is seeing the disparity in those overall rankings. You found Leelanau County having great health. Their residents are very healthy. You find Washtenaw County has a very healthy residents. You find Wayne County, where Detroit is located, very bad. Why would that be? Especially when you look at like a Wayne and a Washtenaw, they're right next to each other. What could possibly be such a difference when you have counties that just abut each other? They both have great hospitals. Any physical specialist you could possibly imagine you can get to. Why would the health outcomes be so different between those two counties? And everyone we talk to says a lot of it has to do not with your doctors, but with your paycheck. There's so much depends on your health outcomes, on how much money you make, or if you make any money at all.
Now, you also, the study also found that Clinton County, which is, it's just north of here, it's number 3 on the list in rankings. And 11 out of the top 20 are on lakefront property. And then Clinton County, smack dab in the middle of the state, is also up there with them. What's going on with Clinton County? Why are people so healthy there?
That's a good question. I think we should all move there. What do you think? what you find a lot of times is that the counties that are ranked pretty high in the health of their residents, a lot of them have higher incomes. You look at Leelanau, it's also one of the absolute highest median incomes in the state. Washtenaw is the same way. When you have more money, you are more likely to have good health insurance. You are more likely to go into a doctor quickly when something is wrong, as opposed to waiting and then your problems become more severe. You're also more likely, if you have a chronic illness such as diabetes, to continue to take your medications on a regular basis because you can afford them, because you just give them your health card and it's taken care of. So I suspect what you're seeing there in Clinton and Livingston right there beside it, you have slightly higher income, median income there than you would in Ingham County here.
Now, what about Ingham County? Did anything interesting strike you about Ingham County in the findings?
Well, in this whole region, Ingham, Livingston, Eaton, Clinton, all of them do fairly well overall. Livingston and Eaton are all in the top quarter of health outcomes and health factors. Ingham's in the top half. But one thing struck us about Ingham County, they are almost dead last in a ranking for physical environment. And you think, why would that be? Well, it's broken down a little farther, and you find that Ingham County has one of the highest rates in the state for percentage of restaurants that are fast food restaurants, and one of the lowest rates in the state, I'm sorry, one of the highest rates in the state for a number of people who do not have easy access to healthy foods. And that's measured by your distance to a grocery store. So those two factors alone, when you combine them, really indicate that people do not have access to decent food. They're eating more fast food. That affects your health. And overall, that you could end up dying earlier because you have so many fast food restaurants around you.
So it seems like there are so many kind of factors interwoven into this. So we're looking at income, race, gender, and you're talking about food systems also. What does this mean for policymakers when they're looking where to spend money to help with health? Where do they put the money?
That's a very interesting question, Emmanuel. I think that one thing you want to look at when you're looking at health outcomes and how to fix it, sometimes the easiest answer is not the right answer. It's not necessarily spending more money to have a few more doctors at the Detroit Medical Center. Okay, I'm sure they would need them. And there are certainly parts of the state that are underserved by physicians. But that's like giving an aspirin to someone with a headache. It does not solve the underlying problem here. The underlying problem are jobs. That more jobs, better jobs, jobs that provide health care, fix the health care problem. And going back even a step farther than that, how do you get better jobs? Education. You know, this may be a problem that we have to look at and say perhaps the solution to this is more early childhood education so that 30 years from now we have better health. It's an odd way to look at it, but it's all tied together. Exactly.
How does Medicaid kind of fit into this? What are experts talking about and saying about Medicaid expansion in Michigan? And how could that potentially be a short-term solution, perchance, or aid in this these disparities?
Sure, absolutely. There is a study that was put together by the Michigan League of Public Policy that looks at how many people would be helped with health care if Medicaid was expanded, and they also ranked it by county. And what was interesting in part is that many of the counties that are the poorest, that the people are in the worst health, also are the areas where the highest percentage of residents would get coverage if they had expanded Medicaid. So that's something that probably be playing out in policy debates here in the next few months.
Now, this study, the Robert Wood Johnson report that they released, how does this compare to other studies on medical issues within the states and with counties? This is kind of a new great resource to use, or are there lots of other studies coming out of this ilk?
This is a great source for the public. It really is. If you go to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation website, Google in health county rankings, you can look at different states, you can look at county by county within Michigan, and you can compare your county to other counties to see how they rank in different ways and get a sense for yourself, you know, what sort of problems your neighbors are facing. It's also good for policymakers to look at this and see what parts of the state are having struggles and what they can do about it.
Now you're working on another story based off of this information. What do you have on deck for Bridge?
Yes, tomorrow, Tuesday, we will have a third part in this series looking at some of this data from the Robert Woods Johnson Foundation. And we're going to look specifically at one part of the state, the northeast corner of the Lower Peninsula. It's an area with Oscoda County, Alpena, Alcona, Presque Isle, and Montmorency. Those are counties that don't get a lot of traffic through there, but they are, as a region, is the unhealthiest region in the state. And you look at why would that be? You know, it's pure Michigan view of everything being great up north. And there's certainly away from pollution, all of this. But what you find is also the poorest part of the state as a region. And when I interviewed several physicians who work in that area, and they'll say that that a lot more of their people, just their residents, just do not have insurance. And so they can't come in for treatment. And it's particularly true with chronic diseases, where people just know they have diabetes, but they won't take medications for it because it's a choice between diabetes medication or putting food on the table. And what are you going to do?
You're going to eat.
You're going to eat.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to reading your article tomorrow. Ron French is a senior writer for Bridge Magazine. He's been looking into the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation's recently released health data on Michigan. Thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here.